every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate with the Bulls and Queens podcast. And I'm recording live from my studio apartment in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I have a special guest with me. And this special guest has been on the podcast before. And I'm going to introduce her here properly in a moment. But how are you doing today, special guest?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing great.
You're doing great.
Yes. Oh, you know, with this heat in Vegas that is hitting us finally.
Yeah. So we live in America's best city in the world, the adult playground for the U.S., Las Vegas. And it's like 120 million degrees out here.
Yeah, well, today it's only 109. We haven't hit the 120s yet, so I suppose.
So it's still pretty cold.
Yeah, but yeah. We are in Sin City, baby.
Yeah! And, and I'll introduce her here in a moment. But before we get started, I want you guys to go ahead and go to your favorite podcast platform, whatever you're listening to this on, and I want you to follow, subscribe, all that stuff, so that you are always given notice of when a more recent episode of Bulls and Queens has published. And next, I want you guys, if you're not driving, make sure you're somewhere safe. I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com and I want you to check out my spicy material on my OnlyFans. You'll see me fucking hot wives to sleep and fucking them straight, crooked, upside down, and sideways and seeing their heads twist around like they are on the Exorcist movie. I made my special guest host, I made her head spin around a couple times before in the past, so... how's your neck feeling, by the way, after I made your head spin?
I may have to fuck a chiropractor so he can give me free treatment.
She gonna have to book a chiropractor, you know, like shit. So
you know, like,
yeah, you know, it gets like that. It be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
So check out my spicy adventures, y'all, on my OnlyFans. And the link is on bullsandqueens.com. And then also make sure you get my free gift to you, which is the Bulls, Queens, and Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle. So it's, I think it's like 100 plus pages of ebook that I wrote a couple years ago.
I remember.
You remember? Yes, you read it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, good girl, good girl. So without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce my guest. Her name is Selma. And she is a sexy, gorgeous, spicy Latina.
That is right.
Muy caliente y muy bonita.
No, muchas gracias.
De nada. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. So obviously you've been on, I forget what episode you were on, but you were on about a year ago.
I was like super early, more like 2 years ago. I think
was
I was episode 50 something.
Oh, shit.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was like early on where I hadn't had that much experience. Not that I have had the last couple years since I've been. I want to say I was on the show like in 2022. Yeah, it was
okay.
Summer 2022.
Okay. Do you have your like Spotify or whatnot on your phone?
I don't have a Spotify. I don't know how to do that. I have, I listen to the podcast on the Apple.
Oh, on Apple. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Keep on talking. I'm gonna find out what episode you were on. Keep on talking.
I'm pretty sure it was like 50 something. I just recently sent it to my girlfriend. I was like, oh yeah, because you know I can't be sending it to everybody.
Yeah. You can't send it to your grandma.
My grandma is no longer with us. So unless I could send it to the afterlife.
Hey, I feel like my mom and my dad. Maybe listening to this in the afterlife too. Like, we're so dark.
I do not want my parents to listen to none of this because, my goodness, Jesus de Cristo, Dios mío santo. No. Because I'm a good girl.
She's a good girl until she's not. She's a good girl until she's not.
I'm even better.
You're on episode number 58 back in 2022.
Yeah,
so
good.
You're right. Well, it was actually a year and a half ago. So it was episode number 58, a newly divorced, sexy Latina hot wife visits Doc Chocolates.
Yeah, it was actually pretty awesome. We were supposed to do, you know, like help you interview more people as well at some point. But you know how it gets, you know, being in Sin City, a 24-hour city, life is, it happens.
Yeah, it's busy.
So, but that's the great thing that, you know, you still find the time to like talk and like get together and, you know, a couple fucks. Why not? Right? I mean, if you know somebody that does it, that's Doc over here.
What? I am still a virgin.
Me too.
You too? Okay.
Yes.
We're sweet virgins together. And yeah, we're just doing our virgin stuff. And she has like the most incredible booty and legs. Like I'm just like touching it right now. I've just got this soft skin and whatnot.
He's being touchy.
but the good thing though is like Selma is my friend. It's like even though she's like sexy, like we just like have so much fun together. Like
we do.
Like we spent the night and we don't even fuck. Like, that's how crazy it is. Like, we just watch movies and just snuggle and shit.
I mean, honestly, I love that because nowadays that's, like, something hard to find, you know? I think I have more respect than we had this conversation where if you are a man and you're trying to, like, you know, talk to me, I have more respect for you if you're like, listen, I just want to fuck. Because at the end of the day, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, some people say, don't act brand new. But then you're acting brand new when I'm like, I told you I'm not going to have sex with you.
Yeah.
But I do agree sometimes. If I want to have sex with you, I don't have problem with that, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's a grown-up thing. That's the reason why you ended up being able to fuck me at the end of the day.
Why is that? What I just like hearing it.
Oh my god. First of all, this one is a show off. You can't even. Oh my god.
What am I show off?
You're a show off. You're like, so
what? What did I show off?
I already fucked Selma, you know. Good luck. Good luck trying to get her because you're not going to fuck her. Like, do you know what I have to go through? He likes to say that he got to fuck me within 2 days of talking to me. No.
Yeah, it wasn't 2 days. It was like a day and a half.
Shit.
So you guys, I sent her a picture of my little tiny dick.
No, you did not.
And then she was like, ooh, I like that little tiny chocolate dick. That's what she said. She was like, it looks like just like a Tootsie Roll. She was
so like, for all of our listeners, right, you all know that he is in the lifestyle. Me, myself, I'm a vanilla, you know? And so...
You're kind of dirty vanilla, because I wouldn't really call you vanilla.
So I'm tainted vanilla. No. I'm not even tainted. I'm a very well-educated vanilla, like with a little splash of nastiness, but the good
one. Oh, say that again.
Yeah. You know, say that again. Un poco sucia.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, you know, fortunately, I guess, I mean, it is through you that I learn about the lifestyle because, honestly, you're really good about communicating and actually, like, teaching.
Yeah.
So, this is why my 100% vanilla people, you know, when they said certain conversations that come along and then here comes Selma and actually educates you because if you know me, I'm like this little angel until you piss me off and then there's a whole different story. But
then she turns into El Diablo.
No, the La Diablita.
Okay.
And so then they're like, how do you know this? And I said, well, I have all kind of friends from all kind of walks of life. And therefore, baby, I know a lot more than you think.
Yes, yes. And the funny thing is, you were just at one of my gangbang events, right? So for those of you guys who don't know that are listening to this, I do throw gangbang experiences for couples, for single ladies that want to have that big black cock experience. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be just a BBC experience. It could be all types of cocks, you know, like if you want, like, you know, white guys, Latino guys, you know, Asian guys. Well, I don't have any Asian guys in my crew, but
how dare you?
I know. I'm not woke yet. So, all I got is black guys, white guys, and
so if there's any Asian man listening to this, you gotta hit up Doc and be like, listen, you fucker, let me be the first Asian cock to be on your gangbang.
I don't know how that works. That was a very horrible impression.
That was a very, very horrible impression. Well, pues. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I do not know how to say sorry in Korean. I know a little bit of Korean, but I don't even know how to say I'm sorry.
Then that means you don't truly speak Korean then.
No, you know why? Because I'm a female. We don't apologize. In any language.
See, she said.
Just kidding.
No, she's not. She's drinking my coffee. And like so this girl, I made her coffee this morning, right? And she's looking at me making coffee, laying in my bed, just comfortable, right? I fed her last night, and you're welcome. And I massaged her little feet last night. I made her feel very comfortable. And in the morning, I was like, okay, I'm gonna make you coffee, Selma. And then she's looking at me, and she's like, but you're not using, like, bottled water. And I was like, what?
First of all, let's start right at the beginning. Let me tell you what had happened was. Let me tell you. Okay, this is supposed to be dirty, but this is actually like not dirty, but anyways, it's funny. Last night he says, do you drink coffee? Because I'm going to make you coffee in the morning. So if you know me, you know I love coffee. And he's like, how do you take your coffee? I said, just like you, straight up black.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, with a little cream at the end.
Ain't no cream, baby, all black. So anyways, so then I wake up, you know, and then he's talking and talking.
Oh my God.
And we're conversating. But the whole time, I'm like, where the fuck is my coffee? So then finally he says, oh, I'm going to make you coffee. Sir, excuse me? Hello? Hola, hola? What do you mean you're going to make me coffee with sink water?
Well, tap water, not sink water. That sounds nasty. That sounds like I was washing some dishes.
What's the difference between the sink water, the water coming from the faucet, and the sink kitchen or the bathroom kitchen? You might as well give me toilet water.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This woman.
First of all, for your listeners, I'm sorry. We're not here bickering or anything. But I'm just saying, I like my coffee made out of with bottled water.
So I told her, she said that we had our first argument. And I told her that I was going to marry your sexy ass and give you a ring on your finger, but because you're so prude on your bottled water coffee, I was like, I don't think I want to marry you.
But I said, it would take for me to have said yes. And so I'm like, well, and then he woke up.
And then I said, it was obvious you're going to say yes. I was like, there's no doubt that you would say yes.
Goodness.
And then she was like, well, then you woke up from your dream. And I was like, damn.
And it was a good-ass dream. Like, because who doesn't love?
Damn.
I mean, like, who don't love a good-ass dream? And I wish you could see me flipping my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Boop.
And I will tell y'all, Selma is very, very fun sexually. Like, because, like, when I... Well, we're getting off topic.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
So,
I was listening. But, I'm like, what happened?
Okay, she got some good hoo-ha. That's what she calls it.
Oh,
hoo-ha.
Yeah, I call it.
She got some good hoo-ha. She has some good hoo-ha.
Because
like when I'm eating her pussy, like she will put her hand on my head and she's like, "You're gonna die today in this hoo-ha, motherfucker." She's like, she be talking Spanish and I can't breathe. And she's like, "Yeah, you're gonna eat this pussy until you die." That's just fat. But for more of that, listen to episode 53 and you'll hear more about our time
together.
It wasn't
53, it was 58.
58, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Say that in Spanish. 58.
58. 58.
Ocho. Okay. Yes. So we had an experience, so at the gangbang experience. So I threw it for a lovely couple, and we'll just call them John and Sally, just so that we don't reveal their real names.
Of course.
You know, real beautiful couple.
Oh, my God. May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so if you listen to Once Upon a Time, a year and 6 months ago, I come obviously from the vanilla life, and more so just to kind of a recap of my back then episode, just for those of you who obviously probably forgotten about me.
Nobody forgot about you, baby.
So what had happened was that, you know, I was married for 25 years together with ex-husband for almost 30, and long story short, I wasn't allowed to have any sexual toys, but yet the ex-husband used to work, you know, graveyard shift, therefore during the day all he did was sleep, and then he sometimes wouldn't touch me, right? Therefore, I was very, neglected, sexually neglected, and then also on top of that, he made me feel like there was something wrong with me because I have always had a sexual appetite. But I was not properly...
taken care of.
Not only that. I was not properly educated to the fact that I really thought there was something wrong with me. Right? Mm-hmm. And so because of that, when you came along, so Doc used to be like, oh, sex is just sex, da-da-da-da-da, you know? And then eventually is, you know, if you listen to the previous episode with me, basically I called... him and I having our sex thing, my sessions, because he helped me to open up, you know, sexually. And then he made me feel a little bit free. And then eventually, with the time that I have had within myself, I feel a little bit more free, sexually speaking, if that makes sense.
It does.
You know, because as a woman, or even as a man, because sometimes it happens on the other way around. Like if you're the husband... Then I have a guy friend of mine, for example, whom one of his ex-wives apparently used to accuse him of being gay because of the fact, I mean, if he is bi or not, whatever. But the point is that she made that accusation because he kind of requested to try out anal sex and she was not with that.
He wanted to do anal sex on her?
Yeah, on her. No, on her. No. Okay. He wanted to go ahead and have anal sex. Like, you know, like do anal sex on her.
Okay.
And then try some new things. Therefore, she was like, what? Are you like gay? Why you want to fuck my ass? And I was like, well, you know, that's kind of like sad because it made him feel like, well, shit, I can't really ask you, to have new experiences, and as a couple, I think that's very important.
I agree that
if you have a partner, why is it that I gotta be censored? You know, if I'm gonna be with you and I want to have some experiences sexually and you're not open to it, that's okay. But then why should you make me feel like there's something wrong with me?
Yeah.
If you don't agree with it, that's fine. But that's why it's all about communicating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel that that's like, you know.
Yes, I feel like communication, not that I feel, but I know communication is integral. It's vital.
It is.
It's a priority anytime you are wanting to pursue a lifestyle. And it's not even just lifestyle. It's in any type of relationship.
Exactly.
You know, vanilla, chocolate, whatever you
hear. Yeah, relationship. A little bit of everything. A mix salad right here, you know, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You know.
But the gangbang.
Yeah, the gangbang.
Oh,
gang
my God, you guys. Right.
Tell them about the gangbang.
So, first of all, you know, me and Doc, we hang out.
Yeah.
And then I told him, I said, you know, I wonder how I would do, because, you know, he tells me about his stories. And I love to hear about it, right?
She really loves to hear about them.
I really do, because, I mean, listen, the way I view sex is... Okay, for me, it's very, you already know that. It's like, I'm very sexual, but for me personally, I don't like to, you know, like have too many partners per se.
Yeah.
So, for me, the way I view sex is like something super intimate. And then, but it's more so like art.
Okay.
Like if you love art. You know, so if you want to have a gangbang, who the heck am I to judge you for that? And so I was telling Doc, I said, hey, maybe I could help you film, or, you know, because like, what's the point of me just watching? I will feel a little bit like out of place, maybe. Mm. I don't know. I said, I would like to be there and see how I would react. Because if 3 years ago you would have told me, hey, Yvette. Oh my God.
Start it over again? So 3 years ago?
So 3 years ago, if somebody would have told me, hey, Selma, you're going to be on this gangbang and you're actually going to film and you're going to be like completely fine, I would have never believed it. More so that I decided to wear a nice lingerie. So
it was very sexy.
I took off my dress and then I was filming on lingerie. And let me tell you.
But before you get into that, you got to tell everybody the background and the context, like how many people were there.
Well, yeah. So basically, let me start with a couple. Miss Sally, sexy little thing.
Very sexy, very sexy.
Let me just tell
you. She was a little cute blonde teacher.
Very cute, glasses, nice boobs. Very nice boobs. Ass, very nice body shape. And then, oh my God, and that smile.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
beautiful smile.
Sexy as fuck.
Uh-huh.
I mean, let me just say. And then now let me tell you about the hubby.
Right? Hubby.
The hubby.
Hubby.
So, that dick. Let me just say that is the most good-looking, sexy. I never thought I would get kind of turned on by looking at a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
His dick was so good-looking.
Yeah.
And so appetizing. Like, it made me happy going into from detail to detail. The fact that, yeah, she got her gangbang, but in between, she also went back to the hubby, suck his dick, fuck them. And I was like, hell yeah, girl, fuck that dick. Fuck it.
Fuck that dick.
If you're listening, girl, good job. Because that dick, woo. Yes, baby, yes. You know I love sucking dick, and that dick, oh my God, I would just, like, I would be like,
you love sucking dick?
I would just,
You love sucking dick? I didn't
quiero
know that.
Quiero una paleta, voy a chupar ese palo todo, like,
Damn, she just got me hard to say all that.
Yes. So, then,
I'm over here pitching
tents. There was, let me see, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Yeah, right? Yeah, four.
So, four men. And then we had, he had to explain to me, because you got to remember, I'm not very, very, like, fluent on the lifestyle talk or even on this situation. So, he's like, oh, you know, the, what is it? Fluffing? Fluffer?
Yeah, fluffer. Fluffer.
Fluffer.
Fluffer.
So, I was like, I'm not doing that.
And I was like this. I was like, I already got somebody. He's like, I don't need you.
Okay, good.
And then she got finished. She's like, well, I have fluffing skills. I just don't want to fluff. And I was like, yeah, I don't need you. But then I kind of said it like, and I was like, okay, that kind of did sound kind of fucked up. I was like, I don't need you.
Whatever, good. Because she's if like, you needed me, fuck you anyway. Like, what? So then, you know, fluffer chick. Oh my.
Ellie McSqueal is her name. And she goes by Vicious Vixen 702. And I'll put her link in the show notes.
Damn, that ass.
Yeah. Oof. You got to describe her from top to finish.
Like. First of all, that hair. She has long ass red, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
And then her face is just so pretty. Some amazing. Her eyes. I loved her eyes.
Yeah. She has beautiful eyes.
The figure she has, oh my God, like she got boobs and she got ass, she got hips.
Yeah.
Man, like what? she is cool as fuck.
Yeah, she is.
And like, honestly, looks like if I was to be in the lifestyle, I could imagine she would probably rock my world, I think. She looks very like she knows what she's doing. I'm not saying that I'm like kind of, you know, super extra vanilla, but I feel, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not like super experienced with like lifestyle, like the a lot of sex and whatnot like that. But I feel that if I was to go into the lifestyle and I said, okay, let me be a pillow princess because, you know, like, I feel she would like fluff me up like really good.
I think she would fuck my world up.
I couldn't be a pillow princess because that means to me, you know what that equals to me? A dead fuck. And I am anything but that. And let me have some coffee.
Excuse oh, shit. Me. Go sip your coffee. So, yes. So, Ellie McSqueal, she's about 5'3", long red hair. And I've known her for 7-8 years since I first got started in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And, like, the one thing I used to say to her is, girl, you got a black girl booty.
Yeah,
she does. You got a black girl booty. I was like, shit.
I'm not black, but I still, my ass is out there, let me tell you.
She got a Spanish booty. Oh, you've been eating some Spanish rice. I thought that was going to sound witty. It sounded better when I said it.
In your head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just ignore him.
Yeah, ignore him.
But so then then we had, you know, besides you, three other guys. And you know what? The room, everything, it was really cool. Mm-hmm. I was there with the purpose of filming because it was a private party. So I obviously was filming on Sally's phone. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The one thing...
Describe the setting.
The setting? The
whole place.
Well, the setting was really nice. It was a nice location.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sex experience of your life?
It was two levels.
Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days.
Oh my God. So you walk in, there's the kitchen with a standing bar.
Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with Hot Wife, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wine and dine by you. There's going to be heavy sex flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit center. Environment each other, with soft talking music about it. You know, playing in the background. While she was Hot Wife, gets part of my a world famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body cream.
Yes, it was cold. Yeah. What you want me to say.
So it was two levels. This is going to be so at the top level, it was a out there king,
as you go through your journey of finding your true showers,
and then on the bottom level, like Salma was saying, want to find out more details and get your reservation sofa.
Then and go we basically down took to the mattress training from the pull-out sofa to get
and we
started.
Put it on the floor. Now, that way we could fuck her on the bed, we could fuck her on the sofa, had a little kitchenette suite, and then we dimmed down the lights and we used some mood lighting. So we had red and blue lights, and then we had color changing lights, and then we had music playing in the background. And so it just created a nice little sensual setting.
And I did love also safety. One of the little corner tables had everything you needed. You had condoms, you had water, you had lube, you had some, you know.
What else did I have? I had baby wipes. Yeah. I think I had mouthwash. Because like when guys are in a gangbang, like we typically don't like kissing the girl. Like, because... Okay, so with me, like, if you're sucking my dick, right, giving me a blowjob,
yeah,
I'll kiss you, right, afterwards, you know, it's my dick, right? But, like, if, like, you had, like, four or five dicks in your mouth,
yeah,
I don't want to kiss you, and I get secondhand dick. So it's just like, like, I'm like,
ooh,
yeah. Oh, this is a dirty dick. I take dirty dick. So, like, whenever a girl tries to kiss me in a setting like that, I always like turn my cheek. I'm like, yeah, kiss my cheek. Not my lips.
Yeah. So. Kind of a pretty woman. No kissing.
Yes.
It's too personal.
No kissing. I don't want to get intimate with you.
So it was really cool because it was quite the experience for me, to be honest with you. The main thing, there was a lot of stuff that I took out of it, but the main thing that I really, really loved is that I think I mentioned that to you. Not once did I feel self-conscious about my body. Mm. Not once did I feel like, oh my God, I'm too fat. Oh my God, I'm too ugly. Oh my God, this doesn't fit right. Not once.
Good.
And also, I love the fact that I was filming. And I feel I did a pretty good job. I don't know.
You did a great job.
Maybe Miss Sally will say that because she's ultimately is her video. But I did, you know what I? Because I mean, Doc is a little bit salty about the fact that I told him. Well, I know what I like when I'm filming me because I'm little Miss, you know.
Pillow princess?
No, not pillow princess. I am not that. But like I'm saying, when I'm masturbating and I'm like doing me. And I'm filming me. I know what I like to see, where I like to point the camera at because, well, I don't know if you want to call it what you want to call it, but I personally love to watch me when I'm like masturbating because
I love to watch her when she's masturbating as well.
Well, he's salty because he says, how come I have never sent him videos? And I said,
I am kind of salty.
Yeah, you got the live shot. So,
yeah, like I like to
see. Well,
I mean, okay. Feel free, Miss Selma, to send me any video that you want. Like, you have my consent to send me any kind of video you want. Because, like, Yeah, because, like, real quick, like, I mean, we'll get back to talking about the gangbang experience, mm-hmm. but tell them about your kink that you were telling me about.
So, you know, I was telling him how, like, some women get upset when men want to jack off, right? Mm-hmm. For me, personally, like if you're my man, please jack off right in front of me. Because for me, that's like a big... it turns me on. Well, not when you're making...
I'm jacking off in front of me now.
Yeah, but when you're making that face, it's like... that's enough for me. That would only get me to shut off the camera and then
hey, y'all. I was making the ugliest face. Yeah. She was like, hey, Selma was like, muy feo.
Horrible. But, you know, I find that very sexy.
Yeah.
I think that it's like, you know, I want to see you. Fuck, I don't give a fuck. Obviously, you're going to be soft. I want to see you get hard right in front of me.
Oh, so you like to see it soft and then you like to see it grow.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And then when, because I could tell when, like, I don't know about anybody, but me, for me, myself, my experience, I could see when it gets, like, the hardest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
So that's the turn on for you then.
Fuck yeah. Just talking about it, I'm like, ugh.
Like I'm looking at the sofa right now, you guys, and there's a puddle. Like, yes, there's a puddle right now.
It's like super. I think that, you know. Oh, what? It wasn't a pool. My bad. But I love that. I find that very sexy.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I cannot watch porn because then I get like, well, back in the day, porn. I don't know about nowadays because apparently now it's different. But back in the days, I couldn't become like, is she okay? She looks like she's in pain. Oh, I like those shoes. I don't know about that makeup. That's me watching porn, you know?
Selma is very ADD when she watches porn. She's like
you're better off getting me turned on by watching like a movie that has some... It has to be also not every movie does it, because I know some chicks do that. They have a specific movie on the second number, 32 minutes, pause it right there, and then get off. I'm like, really? Yeah, I had girls tell me that. I'm like, oh, not me. I just think about, like, my favorite sexual partners when I'm, like, masturbating. Sometimes I'm like, damn, I'm sexy as fuck.
Selma is not conceited one bit.
No, I'm not. But you know what? I came a long way because you got to love yourself and you got to... There's nothing wrong with you accepting your sexuality. Being sexual is not, oh my God, it's not a sin.
It's not, yeah.
And if it is, then I'm a fucking huge sinner.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
You're a big sinner and you live in Sin City.
Hell yeah, I gotta live up to the city, right? But yeah, it's like, it took me, you know, it's taking me quite a journey to be where I'm at now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so. And she likes seeing the guys like jack off and send her videos of them jacking off to her. It's almost
if
like
I
a
request it though. Like I don't appreciate like if I don't know you for shit, and then all of a sudden on my DMs, here's a
so Selma's number for you to send videos to is 702-555-5555.
For real? No, yeah, I actually do. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a kink, you know, like, and I like
and
it.
I did not know that's what that is, a kink.
Yeah, yeah, because, like, you were telling me about that, and, like, this was literally, like, 30 minutes before we started, like, mm-hmm. recording this, and I was like, oh, that's a
what's
kink, Selma.
Kink?
My kink is, like, sexy Spanish women that are...
Yeah, because I'm here?
Yeah, you're my kink now. You're my kink now. Like, no, my kink, crazy enough, I've never really thought about it.
Well, I didn't know I had one until you said that's what your kink is.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what my kink will be. Like,
what turns you on and gets you hard? Like, bam, if this happens, oh, fuck, you know, I'm fucked, like, you know?
Yeah, I'd say, so like when I started off in the lifestyle, my kink was I liked videotaping and I liked being watched by people because like I was a huge exhibitionist, meaning I like other people watching me.
Mm-hmm.
I love like going to Sea Mountain, which is out here. I was telling you about this a few weeks ago. It's an all nude resort.
And I'm trying to get me to go there, and I'm like,
she's like, fuck no,
I'm not ready. I was like, what? Be there butt naked?
I was like, yeah. I was like, I'll eat your asshole if you go out there butt naked. Like,
well, you could do that.
She's like, we don't have to go. Hey, we don't have to go out there. You could just eat my asshole right now. That's what she said. But
let me bend over real quick. I'm just kidding.
Shit. She was like, there you go. I just like being naked. I like other people being there. I like the synergy of like orgies, where it's like multiple ladies, multiple guys, they're all having fun, they're laughing, you know, maybe there's like one or two people or four or five people fucking, you know, maybe there's a bunch of people just watching, maybe people are just changing up, but it's like, I just love that sexual synergy that happens when you get people together.
Well, you see, like, back to the gangbang, you know, I was... Obviously, because all the guys had to, like, try to stay hard.
Yeah.
So you had that fluff girl. And then
Allie McSqueal.
She was sucking dick.
Like a champ.
I had a good reaction to my lingerie.
Yes.
I wasn't, you know,
you had a fabulous reaction, not a good reaction. You had a fabulous reaction.
But it was funny because then one of the guys is, you know, like, trying to get back hard. And we're, like, literally having an everyday regular conversation. But in the meantime, he's jacking off. So I'm trying to be, like, you know, professional because, like.
She was mesmerized by his big-ass dick.
If he's listening, he's probably like, yeah.
It was Puerto Rock. XXX.
I mean, yeah, he does have a good dick. I like pretty big, pretty nice, you know.
She's blushing right now, Puerto Rock.
So, you know, I'm having just a regular conversation with him. In the meantime, he's like jacking off because, like, you know, he needs to, like, he didn't have any problems, though, staying hard or whatever. I don't know. The point is that I had a good reaction. I liked it. I didn't feel uncomfortable. I wanted to see how it would be. I mean, I'm, like, just having normal conversations. People are just fucking right here.
Okay. And, like, did that surprise you? Because, like, obviously you had never been in a setting like that, right?
Yeah, I never, ever been in a setting like that where, you know,
there's multiple people fucking.
Yeah, no. I had never been in that. But you know what? I like it because I did not feel scandalized. Once upon a time, I would have been like... That is so scandalous. Oh my God, I can't be part of this. I need to leave. Oh no, not me. Dios mío, santísimo, perdóname. That would have been me.
Now y'all see why I love summer.
Yeah, so it was a very good experience. I love that the rules were followed because I did not wish to be touched.
Yeah.
And it's not because I was trying to be, I don't know, you know, like.
You weren't trying to be prude, but you're going off of your comfort level.
Yes, because, you know, like, it was my first time on a setting like that. I'm not saying that on the next setting I'm going to be like, oh, okay, let me go ahead and fuck as well. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say that. Like the hubby, like I said, the hubby, that dick, oh my God. Let me tell you.
She was loving that dick.
Hell yeah. That dick is so sexy as fuck.
See, you got him blushing. Like he's gonna listen to this podcast episode. I'm gonna send it to him. He's gonna be like, God damn.
That dick needs to fly back down to Vegas. You don't understand. Like, that dick is like, oh my God, let me just wipe my drool off my mouth. Because Miss Sally, good job, good job. Good fucking job. Because that shit, oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
That dick was really good looking. But, you know, so... I wasn't there to fuck. I was there to videotape and then have that experience. And you know, I don't know if anybody saw me that I would be smiling sometimes while I was filming because, like, oh my God, I'm just thinking about Miss Sally. I hope that she could be like, oh, fuck yeah. You know? Because that's your own private video that you get to use while you're with your man. And, like, you know, like, that's one thing I used to do with my ex-boyfriend. I would film us having sex. And oh my God. And then we will like watch it, get off on it and fuck again because we're watching each other. So yeah, like in my head, I was like smiling because I'm like, oh my God, I hope she loves this. Oh my God, I hope he loves this video, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, even though he was like there, obviously live, but it's different once you watch it on video afterwards
too. I 1,000% agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's different when you watch it on video afterwards mm-hmm. because like, it just brings back memory. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, ooh, I remember that. And then there's also some parts that you see, which you don't remember. And you're like, exactly. Wow, look at the angle. And Miss Sally, like she was beautiful. Like when the couple had contacted me, they were like, well, hey, will you fuck my wife solo? And, you know, they sent me the picture. And I was like, hell fucking yeah, I'll fuck her solo. I was like, she's gorgeous, right? Yeah. And so, like, I probably fucked her, like, 3 times. I was having fun with Sally. Like, I remember the first night that I slept, her husband set her down to, he was like, go fuck Doc. And so, like, I was sleeping and, you know, just waking up. And then, you know, I'm not even thinking about sex. I just want, you know, I'm just tired of sleeping. And then she came down. Hey, she started feeling on my bald head and started feeling my dick. And I was like, okay, I'm up. Let's go. I was like, I'm up. You got me woken up, Sally.
Well, let me just tell you.
Sexy ass.
Miss Sally, I don't know how you do, but Mr. Sexy Dick, let me just tell you.
Oh, no, no, he's Mr. Sexy Dick.
Mr. Sexy Dick.
Okay.
Mr. like, delicious okay. fucking dick.
Oh, stop
let me lying. Just, it's not, I don't know if it's delicious, but it does look delicious. I'm very appetizing.
That's you should have sucked the dick.
I would have been like, morning. I need me some dick in my mouth first thing in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Get it hard. Then go ahead and put it inside my hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Yes.
How do you spell hoo-ha?
Like, hoo-ha.
Is that what you... Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Sorry, guys. I just pretended to be riding the sexy dick.
Yeah. I told her just jump on top of my lap and do all that.
But yeah, like, you know, the dick is sexy. Well, I don't know if it will be offensive to say beautiful, but man, that was a work of art dick.
I think most men like when a woman compliments their dick.
Oh my God.
You know, because like,
I don't have enough words to compliment that dick. That dick, I mean, I know I have not seen that many dicks in my lifespan, but I have seen a few dicks because, you know, my DMs sometimes I'll be getting dick pictures too. And I'll block you, but depending on the dick, sometimes I'll keep it, you know, I'll be like, oh, look at this dick I got sent. I mean, you know.
Hey, she, when I sent her a dick picture, she was like, you know what, Doc, I'm going to create a separate email address for you to send me dick pics to, because like, in the... Okay, never mind. Sorry, don't go there.
Anyways, no, yeah, that's us.
I am glad that you like this dick, but no, seriously. Seriously, ladies. Compliment your men or your guys on their dick because us men love hearing compliments on our dick. You know, not just like, oh, it's big, you know, maybe it's big, maybe it's average, maybe it's tiny, you know, I guess tiny dicks need love too.
Go ahead. If you have a small dick as a man, no, it is very important. If you feel, because I had a guy that literally said, oh, whatever, he wanted to have sex with me or whatever. And then I was like, no, I don't want to have sex with you. You know, I did have sex with him like maybe once, twice, whatever.
Did you see his dick before he had said he wanted to have sex with you?
No.
No? Okay.
But this one time around, when I told him, no, I'm not interested in having sex with you, I said, we could make out if you want to, but at the moment, I don't want to have sex. Because I was recently broken up with the ex-boyfriend. I really didn't want to.
So you're just like first base stuff, like just we could kiss, make out, and that's
it. Yeah, that's it. Okay. If you're cool with that. If not, then that's fine too. Then he says, it's because my dick is small, huh? Well, if you already know that, then you could do other things. Okay.
Yeah, eat that pussy.
Like, there's multiple things. Okay, did I tell you about the worst experience I had with this guy whom I really thought he had a big ass dick? And I didn't even have a mouthful.
What?
That dick. Okay, this guy is like pretty big, right?
Okay.
And it's
pretty big. Like, give him the stats. Like,
okay, so everybody's taller than me, apparently. But I'm thinking, I think he's like 5'9". Okay. Right? And he's like body type, like a football player.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, so I like that, like, you know, that, like, you know, not like, oh my God, like you have all your muscles.
Yeah. Ooh,
he's not like super muscly, but.
She likes
like,
my muscles.
Yes, I do. Very much so. So then he has big hands, strong hands. So I'm like, oof, you know? And then this motherfucker has no dick game.
Okay, so
let me be honest.
Is it like he has no dick aim, or his dick was not the size that you preferred?
Well, then he has zero. He has nothing. No okay. dick aim. No size. Nothing.
Okay.
But I have heard from girlfriends that this guy told her, "Hey, I want to fuck you," and then he told him, "I have a small dick, but don't worry, cause I got you." And she said, okay, you know, because she was very open with her sexuality and everything. So they got together. They got a room. And she said that, I wish she would have gave me all the fucking details because, like, I wanted to know, but I have an imagination, right? So this motherfucker came with a suitcase. I'm assuming that he had all kind of toys and whatnot, and he was good with his hands. Okay. So this guy that I fucked, he's really good with his hands. His fingers alone are, like, probably bigger than his dick, okay? So what I'm saying is, don't act like you are all that, and then you get yours, and then do you know how angry I was?
How angry were you?
Like, first of all, I was so angry. You know how I could get very ugly. Yeah. So
you
I pretended to
ugly.
Fall asleep. I pretended to just fall asleep so you could get the fuck out of my house, and then I.
You invited him back to your house?
Oh my God. This is why I was so upset. And then you know that how I am about my house.
Yeah, you're private.
So, biggest disappointment. Okay, first of all, the rule of thumb is you have to fuck at least twice, if not three times, before you make an actual choice and say, maybe it wasn't a small dick.
Who gave you that rule? Who gave you that rule? I believe I gave you that rule.
No.
He
always wants to take credit for everything.
I don't.
No, you were not.
Because
you're
about to cut
not.
Some guy off after one time.
Yes, I know. But that has been always the rule that my girlfriends that have been more experienced always told me that.
Okay.
So with this guy, the first time I was very disappointed. So I thought, you know what? Let me give him a second chance. Maybe he was nervous. You know? Maybe he was nervous and maybe there is a dick somewhere right there and he's just like nervous. So second time comes around, nothing. And then he's thinking he did all this big job. I could not wait for him to get the fuck out of my house. You already know I don't have as many toys as, you know, I forget her name, but she's so pretty.
Ellie?
Yes.
Ellie McSteel?
Yeah, so okay. She told me how many toys she has. And I thought I had a lot of toys. I don't really have that many toys compared to her. But the point is that I am so very happy that I keep all of my motherfucking toys charged. Because I went through every single one of my motherfucking toys. Because I was so fucking horny, but I was so fucking mad. Like, oh my God. I was like, motherfucker, don't ever come to my house. You have big hands. You have a fucking tongue. You could do multiple shit to at least make me come. And if you know, you know, because you are vocalizing just like the other guy that said, it's because I have a small dick, right? And I'm like, well, this guy might have like a small dick, not as small as the other one, but at least he, you know, he made up a different way.
So let me ask you this, like small, she's like, if you don't make me come, you gotta go. So this is like the gas station come and go. Yeah. But, like, what denotes a small dick to you? Like, inch-wise, girth-wise, all that?
Oh, no. Because, see, length, yeah, sure, it's nice. But okay. It doesn't matter if you have a lengthy dick, but you don't have girth.
Okay.
I prefer girth over length, to be 100% honest.
Okay, okay. Like, okay, girth-wise, it's kind of hard to distinguish, like, how girthy it is.
No, it's not.
But like in inches, right? Because like some guys, they, because like people will message me and they'll be like, oh, well, what's your length and your girth, right? And you know, my dick, I'm a grower, not a shower. So like the more turn on I am, the longer and bigger it gets, right? You know, it's like the Hulk. The angrier he gets, the bigger he gets. Oh, Hulk smash pussy. And so,
Well, like small, like he was small. I don't
like,
know.
Like lengthwise, like what?
That shit was like my thumb.
Oh, shit. Yes. Are you fucking serious?
And
like
you guys, I have very small hands. My hands are tiny. Very, very tiny. And then my fingers are even smaller. Like I am a little fluffy or chubby. I mean, I'm not your skinny gal. I have my curves, but the one thing, my hands.
And boy, does she have curves.
My hands are very small and my fingers are very small.
They're very, very dainty.
So when I tell you that dick was the size of my thumb.
Like, okay, so.
And it might have been my pinky because it was small and no girth.
Okay, so, I mean, was it minus the nails? Because she has these very pretty hot. She has these very pretty hot pink nails on
right
now. And
by the way, they're really my nails. They're not fake nails.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, that's my nails.
Oh shit! Yes, it is. Okay, okay. So like, okay. So like, okay. So her thumb is probably about an inch and a half. Like, let me ask you. Was it limp or erect? The size of your thumb. That's the biggest question.
To this day, I don't know. Both times, it did not feel hard. And let me just tell you, because once upon a time, I think I don't know if I said that on the previous recording, I did fuck a guy with this size dick, but that shit was good. And then it was good because in my head, like, he was very well aware, and I already knew, anyways, that it was small. So I wasn't surprised. But at the same time, it was good because, you know, like, I was riding that shit, and it felt good.
Did it pop out a lot? Did it pop out of your pussy a lot?
It was more like I was masturbating, I guess.
Okay.
But it was still good. And he did other stuff, is what I'm saying. So if you as a man have a small dick, that shouldn't... So what? Because, you know, this guy told me, oh, you don't want to have like a bad surprise? What? What do you want me to do if I have a small dick? And then that's when you got to answer that. Okay, if you already know. And you're honest with me and tell me, hey, I have a small dick, but don't worry, girl. I got you anyways. Okay, don't you think, I don't know about anybody, but that's going to make me curious. How do you think I fucked the first small dick? Okay. Because I was curious. And I was like, what are you going to do? And he did get the job done. This guy, on the other hand, he got his and he's all proud. So this day, he probably thinks he was the best dick ever in my life. It's like, no, sir. And he's trying to come back. I'm like, fuck you. You can go fuck somebody else.
She gave the middle finger and she was like, your dick's not even as long as my middle finger.
No.
So like doing this, like with your, you know, measurement with your two pointer fingers, like what would be a medium sized dick to you?
A medium sized dick?
Yeah. With your pointer fingers, like measure it out in the air.
I don't know. Maybe that's medium.
That's okay. So yeah. About...
That's a medium size, I think.
About 6 inches.
But you see, if you have this size, right?
Uh-huh.
Even if you were like a this size, I think.
About 5 inches?
Even if you have a 5-inch dick, but you're like thick.
Girthy. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That would still do it. I think that it really depends on you. You know, because I don't think I have like amazing pussy or whatever, you know. I don't know how guys go about the pussy.
You have spectacular pussy.
And one. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But you know, I just wanted to mention that for the male population out there.
And you have really you have really good pH balance in your pussy. Like every time I've like eaten your pussy, like it's always good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good, because I'm like, you better eat, motherfucker. Like, this is your last meal on this whole earth.
You're gonna
you
die. Eat You're gonna die.
And
in this
enjoy
pussy.
It and be like, oh my god, this is so delicious. Because I will sit on your face and suffocate the shit out of you. And you better get hard as fuck, because right after that, I want to sit on that dick.
Yes, because like I'll be eating her pussy and then like she'll like be like moving her hand down there. She's like feeling to make sure I'm hard. She's like, okay, yeah, you hard. Okay, good. Continue eating that pussy.
Yeah, because you know, like I mean, I don't know if that's a request or not, but I, for me, myself, when I'm sucking dick, I get wet. I get wet just thinking about it. Like, nice. Oh, I love it. Like, it turns me on. Yeah. Like, let's say that I suck dick and then you come all over my face or my boobs.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh, shit, I never came on your face.
No, I know.
Oh, damn. Okay. Shit, I suck.
Yeah, apparently. Anyways. you know. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the gangbang.
Back to the gangbang. So, okay. So, like, everything's going good. And what was the fake name we gave her? John Sally. And Sally. Yeah, so Sally was taking some dick. And yeah. Sally had a very demure personality. So you could tell, like, she was a freak in the sneak, a freak on the sneak. But, like, she was very, you know, kind of like, you know, what's the word? Very dainty and, you know, just like, oh, man, you know, kind of conservative, like, right? And I knew based off of her personality and the fact that she's a teacher, because we all know that, that teachers and nurses are freaks.
Made it so hot. I was like, the cherry on top of the cake. Yeah. She a fucking teacher? I was like,
she was taking the dick. She was taking the dick like a fucking champ. Like, because like I would look over at her and I would join in, and she was like in doggy style. She was on her back. She was taking dicks, multiple dicks in her mouth and pussy at the same time. Like everything was done, minus anal, right? And look, you know, like, guys, we know you all want to see anal, but
do you do that in some gangbangs? If the girl wants, how does that work?
Okay, so the rule of thumb with anal is you have to be very, very careful and strategic on what you do with anal, right? So if it's anal, everybody needs to know about that, right? Yeah. Number one. And then number two, the woman needs to have prepped her body, you know, to make sure there's no chocolate surprises, you know, or the reduction of chocolate surprises. And then number three, anal should always be done towards the end. Because, like, when you're doing anal, it opens you up, right? You know, naturally, right? So the woman, she's not gonna be able to control that shit.
Yeah, no.
Literally. And so, like, it should be done at the end. And if you're in an orgy situation, I personally feel like there should be no anal because you're going back and forth.
Yes.
And you don't wanna do anything that, you know, compromises health, right? So you don't wanna, like, fuck somebody in the ass and then fuck another chick in the pussy.
Yeah.
You
no,
know,
no,
that's no.
no
bueno.
Well, like, for me personally, I honestly, because some guy said, well, what's a freak for you, Selma? And I said, well, I said, you know, that's a good question, because I may think I'm a freak and maybe I'm not a freak enough compared to what other people do, I suppose. But for me, for example, I'm very sexual. I do love anal. However, rule of thumb with me is you're not going to have anal just because you're like, oh, let me fuck your asshole. No, sir. It's going to be when I'm in the mood, when I want it. That's my rule of thumb. I don't know how other people do it, but no, you're not going to get to fuck me on the asshole whenever you feel like it. It's going to be when I want to, because when I'm in the mood, baby, shit. I'll rock your world, let me just tell you.
Yeah, your world will be rocked. So, at the gangbang, the way it finished, like, the gangbang lasted about, what, hour and a half?
It was close to 2 hours, if not 2 hours.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's about accurate. So it was about 2 hours. And then after the end, it was beautiful because John and Sally basically went upstairs and there was, you know, reclamation.
But let me tell you that in between takes, quote unquote, in between Sally taking all the dicks, she literally went back to her
husband,
delicious
John.
Fucking husband's dick, sucked that dick and fucked that dick, and that was like amazing. Now I did get a shot of that, so I did film them.
I saw you. I saw you. I saw
I'm
you
like,
get a shot.
Oh hell,
that.
Let me go ahead and get that. You know, because I'm a professional. Let me tell you.
Somewhat.
But yeah.
Yeah, and that was beautiful. You know,
it was.
And because this was her first time, you know, doing something like this, talking about Sally, and afterwards they both went upstairs and they likely fucked the shit out of each other. You know, I did not see them for the rest of the night.
Know? He was very hard. He was like at that perfection of hard, big time.
Because he was turned on by seeing his wife being fucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I really did like that. I really, really did. And I feel that I like the fact that my job was obviously to film with her phone, but also to make sure that she was comfortable. So I hope I did achieve that, because I made sure to take care of her whenever she stopped. I'd be like, okay, come over here. I put her right under that AC because, you know, it gets hot and whatnot. So hopefully she was happy. But I did really enjoy it. And I actually would say that I wouldn't mind doing so again. Obviously, I'm not 100% professional. Like, oh my God, I'm a professional with the camera.
Yeah.
But I'm good enough,
good.
I feel,
yeah,
because
yeah,
I
are.
Enjoy it.
You are.
And I, you know, it's kind of like, you know, what she said. She was like, oh, the dirtier, the better. Get it. And I'm like, yeah, I get that because that's like turn on, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And yeah, and so Selma, she did a really, really good job at recording. And then after the couple, John and Sally went upstairs, us guys in the fluffer, Allie McSqueal, we had a little bit of fun. We were like, hey, we were going back and forth. We were like in a line to fuck her. And like, we're going hard and we're going at it and we're slapping an ass. And she has a tattoo on her asshole.
I know. Did you notice that? Hell yeah. I said, damn, that's a, her tattoo is so like sexy. That shit was sexy. But you know what made me laugh is one of the guys said, because after the fact, we all finished and some of us went and had like pizza, you know, because I mean,
yeah.
they all were hungry and so was I, but they were more hungry than
calories.
Me. Yeah, they were more hungry. But it was so funny because I was like, I kept saying, well, I'm a professional. So one of the guys says, no, if you were a professional, you would have been like, you know.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
her, and you would have, like, at least let me, this specific guy, at least let me.
And then she was like, no, I'm not trying to fuck. She was like, the only person I fucked is Doc. And then I was like, oh, damn, I fucked every single woman in this room.
Yeah, Mr. Show Off. Like, I fucked Selma,
I fucked Allie, and I fucked
Miss Sally.
You know, I'm forgetting her fake name. But, like, I was like, I feel good. And Allie McSqueal was on episode 10 of Bulls and Queens. It was Vixen Lifestyle and Huge Dildos with Sexy Allie McSqueal. And that was back in February of 2022. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so we all went out to eat.
Yeah. And then, so, yeah, one of the guys was like, well, if you would have been a professional, then, you know, you would have done what she did. Which was basically, you know, I mean, I'm like, hey. Then I guess I'm not a professional, you know, but no.
She's minor league.
But I do like the fact that regardless how jokes aside, they did respect my wishes. And I like yeah. that, you know, yeah. because I didn't want to, you know, I love the fact that with Doc, I felt very safe because there was a moment that I felt a little bit scared, you know, because I was shaking like a chihuahua. Because I was like, oh, my God, what if this guy's trying to fuck me and I'm not here for that? Like, I'm not, like, and I'm very, like, because my background is, like, you know, like, oh, my God, you know, I can't speak up for myself, even though I do, but I don't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. And guys, this is why it's very important. We always, as guys, we always need to be there to protect our ladies and make sure that they feel comfortable and make sure that they feel safe, especially in this setting. And so my biggest priority is, you know, obviously I want to make sure Sally has a great, fantastic time. Mm-hmm. But even the two ladies, I need to make sure that they feel comfortable. And even though Allie was fluffing, you know, I'm still checking in with her to make sure she feels comfortable. Right. Because like, you know, heck, even with me and Selma's relationship, you know, yeah, I want to fuck the shit out of her. But like, if she's not in that mood or that mode, then guess what? I'm not going to be pushy or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I want her to feel safe and comfortable at all times. And that's just, in my opinion, that comes with maturity. But that's something us guys just have to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Allie, what made me feel very, very comfortable, too. And she made me feel so beautiful as well. I mean, I love the fact that, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, when it's females, it's always like, ugh, you know, like you get those little looks or whatever and whatever situation. It doesn't necessarily have to be on that. But even if I go to the pool, you know, for the longest, I was so self-conscious about my body,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I have never had a day like I did at the gangbang that not for one second did I feel any type of way negatively about me, my body, my look, because my ass was all out.
Oh, yeah,
100%
yeah. 100%. And she has an ass.
So, let me tell you that. You know, I had my lingerie. I made sure that I wanted to be, like, good because I'm thinking, okay, well, yeah, you know, if it helps the guys a little bit, mm-hmm. to get hard, why not, right?
And I think you like doing that because, like, I think, like, most women, I think they love having men like look at them and be like, oh my God, I want her.
Yeah. You know, like, it makes you feel sexy. It made me feel very sexy at the fact like, oh, you're going to get like hard, but you're still okay with the fact that you can't touch me. But it was okay because you're fucking right now anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't like once upon a time, like, oh, how dare you want me and now you're fucking this person. No, because I'm in that situation. I put myself there and it was actually a very nice experience because now, not that I ever view sex as something ugly or dirty or whatever. It's just how I was made, like how I was made felt.
Yeah, how you're raised and
yeah, and that, and then you know, go with the ex-husband. You know, like he made me feel like I was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, but the gangbang, it was actually very nice. I felt very sexy. I felt very happy. I felt very, you know, beautiful. And like I said, Ali just made me feel like super amazing. And so did Miss Sally, you know, and I loved admiring both of the females there,
yeah.
You know, so it's like, I think that's a beautiful thing. That's why I go back that to me, sex is more like an art.
Yeah.
And there's so many different ways to like, actually, like when you admire art, you could drool over it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, I don't have to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact, you know, that I wasn't just being a creeper, like, oh my God, I want you, you know, like kind of that, how people make it seem like, oh, you're so sick. Or like for the people that want to watch porn, you know?
So art-wise, I want to paint your face.
With your cum?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, he lost his chance. I'm just kidding.
God damn it. I suck. All right. So you guys, ladies, we're at the end of this podcast. But Selma, I want you to close us out. Like, if there's a woman out there, or let's say a couple, and they've never done anything like this, like, let's say they want to have a gangbang or something similar to that. You know, obviously, you guys can come to me and go to bullsandqueens.com, and there's a form on there where you can request a gangbang. And depending on what my availability is, I can set one up for you. And so you'll get guys that perform, and you'll get lady concierge. You may even get Miss Selma. And you just fill out that form, and then we'll talk. We'll see what's right for you guys and all that. But what would you say to that lady or that couple that wants to do a gangbang, but they've never done this before in their life?
Well, number one, I feel that you shouldn't judge each other. You know, because I feel that it is more healthy for me to go to my husband or for my husband to express that to me or my boyfriend or partner at that time, as opposed to me going on my own and cheating, quote unquote, you know. So I say if you're able to educate yourself, why not? And if you are listening, yeah, Doc is really good about honestly teaching you, you know, because just the fact that you want to go ahead and have some experiences together as a couple.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's kind of like, let's say if Miss Sally's sexy ass fucking dick ass husband would have said, okay, she's going to have a gangbang, but is there a possibility for me to also fuck somebody type of stuff? That would have had been a conversation between them, and it would be something to experience. Who knows? Maybe next time he wants to have a gangbang, but have a bunch of girls and she wants to watch. I don't know. You know, do you have that kind of clients where the wife is just watching a gangbang of girls? Is there such a thing? No, I'm wondering.
Well, so what, where there's like one guy?
Yeah, one guy and it's like five girls.
Like, who would the one guy be?
Well, in this case, let's pretend it's John and Miss Sally is the one that wants to watch.
Yeah, yeah, I could set something up like that. Yeah, I could definitely set something up like that. It'll be a little bit harder, no pun intended, but like it will be a reverse gangbang.
Yeah.
But I can set that up. But
so basically, my whole thing is if you as a couple, I would say, well, you know, educate yourself. Do not judge each other because I could see how it could be a little bit hard. But do you prefer for your partner to come to you and say, hey, how you feel about this? And then enjoy that actual moment to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you do not use that as ammo for a future fight.
Okay.
Like, oh, well, but you're so quick to agree to a gangbang, you know?
You gotta be
like adult, mature enough, because at the end of the day, I'd rather my partner to come to me and say, how do you feel about this?
Yeah.
You know? And then you get somebody like you know, you set it all up, and honestly, it was a very safe environment. And yeah, I say educate yourself, talk it over, and be 100% honest with each other. And do not use any of your beautiful experiences as an ugly ammo.
Yeah, yeah. So don't get into arguments and be like, well, Rebecca, you took 10 dicks.
Yeah.
You fucking slut. You know, don't say any of that bullshit, yeah. You know, like, because guys like to do stupid shit like that. So anyways, this is Doc Chocolate with the beautiful Selma. Don't call her Hayek. And make sure until the next episode that you guys stay lovely, stay beautiful, stay supportive of each other, walk in love, not in war. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.